Let me just say this, Chuck. It would be a mercy of God, a real mercy of God. And I'm going to give you a personal example of this happening in two different dimensions. When my mother married my father, she was a believer and he was not. She experienced the consequences of that disobedience. Graciously, God intervened and saved my father. My mother and father had 9 children, and all 9 have responded to the Lord. I have a sister, my older sister. She took that principle from my mother. Well, you married an unbeliever, and he got saved. She was going out with this fellow who was an unbeliever, and so she said, I can do the same thing. The Lord most likely can be merciful, will be merciful as well. She's had about 40 years of marriage, and they've been awful for 40 years. And she regrets it up to today that she ever took that stand. Well, God was merciful to you and Dad, he'll be the same to me. She has been suffering for 40 years and still continues to suffer. It's guaranteed that if we go against God's word, the consequences will be severe. He may be merciful, but that's his right. But he's not going to go against his word. Just a personal example.
I just wanted to say one other thing, too. Don't you believe that so much of this has to deal with where you and I are spiritually and the place that God has brought you to as a believer at this point? There might be one that is quite ignorant of the Word of God and His principles. You know something? I don't think that's anybody in this room. I don't have any doubt that the Lord might deal differently with someone that was ignorant of his principles, even though they shouldn't have been, as compared to those that have a knowledge of the Word of God, of the living God, and of his Word, and of what he is expecting. And I think the results will be quite different. The example that you give, Dave, I don't know what your mother's spiritual condition was when she married your dad, but I know pretty well what the situation was with your sister. That she had been taught and she had been warned. And she went against the warnings of the Word of God and of her parents.
I just wanted to add a little practical note, because I know that perhaps the person, whoever asked the question, might have been thinking along the lines of friends as well, or acquaintances. And we have to make it clear that Joey's verse, the verse from 2 Corinthians, it says, be not unequally yoked. Doesn't say not to talk to unbelievers.
That's right.
Because it does say be fishers of men. We are supposed to preach the gospel. If there's someone who you care for, it could be a family member, it could be someone in school, who you care, then naturally you should be preaching the gospel. Just to clear that up. It's not to avoid them. Okay, they're not aliens or something to be avoided. You still need to preach the gospel.
And that's a good point, because it's not isolation.
That's right.
Because then we would make ourselves to be a sect. But it is really about partnership. And if you look up that word fellowship, it's a Greek word, koinonia, that means partnership. To link yourself up. And that's where the difficulty comes in. We fall in love. We go too far. We go where God says we shouldn't. And the natural things take over. And now I'm in love with an unsaved young lady, an unsaved young man. And now I'm praying that God will be merciful. So God says that we should adhere to his word. And we had, you know, we've had this the days that we've been together. But, and you know, I've been on this conjunction with some of the fellas. He says, I know you have needs. You have need. He says, but seek ye first. And then he says, all these things will be added. So if we put things in the right order, then we'll experience the bliss of marriage, the bliss of relationships, as opposed to the heartaches of those things.
And let me just read the verse that I stopped and I didn't finish the verse.
just to answer the second part of the question, go back again to 1 Kings chapter 11. Let's see what love have done to Solomon. We'll read again verse 2. Of the nation concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Solomon's clave unto these in love. Let me read verse 4. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wife turns away his heart after other gods. Well, Solomon thought he loved them and he might help them. And that's what the Word of God is saying.
Can we give one other verse before you leave that? And it's one that we quoted today from Proverbs. I'm looking for the verse 10. We'll just read that one. Chapter 31. Let's just read verses 10, 11, and 12. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Verse 28. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Emil mentioned the bliss, the wonder of this relationship that God would bring a man and a woman into. And, you know, this will never be when one of those two does not know the Savior.